thank you for your interest in the goals of this project. In Part 2, we invite students to join us for one, or more, of multiple collaboration sessions in which we will be co-creating new student persona resources that are inspired by the stories and experiences shared in Part 1. We will integrate these co-created stories into the learning tool developed in Part 1. Our plan is to co-create personas that are based on Camosun students' input but do not represent individual and identifiable students from the college community. However, should students choose to share their own stories for us to adopt and adapt into new personas that do contain personally identifying information, we will work with them to do so. If you think you would be interested in participating in Part 2, co-creating student personas, and would like to know when we have scheduled sessions to do this work, please contact Sue Donner, SueDonner@camosun.ca. Ask to be added to the UDL Project, Part 2 contact list. You do not have to commit to participating in Part 2 even if you sign up to be contacted. Your email address will not be stored by the UDL Project team after the project ends. When we have scheduled times and locations for the co-creating student personas sessions, Sue will email everyone on the contact list. At that time, you can decide if you would like to join us for a session, and which session works for you. We plan to do this work between late March to mid-April 2020. The Camosun-based student personas will be published under a CC by NCND Creative Commons license. Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives. CC by NCND. This license is the most restrictive of our six main licenses, only allowing others to download your works and share them with others as long as they credit you, but they can't change them in any way or use them commercially.